Canada's most popular film this year will be shown in Montana as part of an Indigenous cinema series in Missoula. Shaylee Rager has more.
The film called Indian Horse is based on a novel written by Ojibwe author Richard Wegamese. It tells the story of an Ojibwe boy in Ontario, Canada, torn from his family and placed in a notorious Canadian Catholic residential school.
The Lord God is your father now.
The movie follows Saul Indian Horse throughout 3 decades of his life, starting in the 1950s. After he separated from his family, Saul finds hockey and uses it to rise above his circumstances. Producer Paula Devonshire says this film was made to shed light on a suppressed history in North America of Native children being removed from their homes and placed in boarding schools. The schools were designed to assimilate children to white society.
And the message was just about resilience, about, a young Indigenous man's struggle and resilience to survive and move on through his life.
The filmmakers worked in collaboration with 2 Anishinaabe nations in Canada and received advice from 2 Ojibwe elders who survived residential schools. The movie's cast is made up of actors and non-actors alike. Devonshire says a woman who plays a grandmother in the film lived in a residential school in real life.
She is really telling her truth when she acts in this film.
Indian Horse was released in April in Canada and has received 15 film awards. It will be shown at the Roxy Theatre November 7th. A documentary called Dawn Land about the same topic will be shown as part of the series on November 28th. It premieres on PBS November 5th. Dawnland follows the first government-created Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Maine, which investigated the impact of the removal of Native children from their homes. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio.